The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to prepare everyone. I'm going to ask a question about a wedding.
Yay.
This is actually really good. If there's any mother-in-laws listening, I would like your take on this.
Oh.
Not in a bad way. Okay. What's our number again?
303-222-5423. Yeah! Let's go!
Great. I'm officially a show member.
Yes. Okay.
So as everyone, yes, a quick recap. Yes, I'm engaged. We're getting married next summer.
Wait, is this about your wedding or somebody else's wedding?
It's about my wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. I hate to say it.
To Erica's defense, she has not talked about being engaged, the proposal,
but
in
you
a
know,
while.
She
not
just gave out the number and there's already texts in there going,
yeah.
Oh, no, if we know. It's like, right. Relax.
That's
like,
why I'm saying to her, right. Defense.
Yeah, it's thank you. Like, just stop.
It's really settled down. I'm less.
I'm divorced. Planet.
Twice.
We know.
No,
Yeah.
I'm single.
Oh, there's not going to be any texts for that. Actually, there probably will be. We always get a couple texts that are like, Slagger.
We got to get a new text service because they can't send pictures yet. And I'd like that a lot.
Oh, no.
What if they start sending inappropriate photos and then I'm vetting them? And
it's part of my job, Erica. I can sift through those things.
You know, you guys could just slide into our DMs, right? But unfortunately, the rest of the show can see it. But
I think this is why we need to get you a private Instagram, like a personal one.
No, here's the thing. I get DMs from women trying to get to Slacker. I have gotten pictures from women.
Have you not
I have
sent
showed
them,
you, and you said have? You said no, thank you.
I did.
Clearly, it's been a while.
Okay.
So anyway, do you
want does everybody want to give their Instas right now so people can slide into your DMs and
trying to get to Slacker?
In fact, no. Here's what I want. Let's only give out Erica's because I want Erica in charge. Of if you want to send me some sort of filthy pic,
send it to.
I feel at like Erica Shea
with three A's.
I feel like that's illegal.
Yeah, it feels like it's giving HR violation.
Oh.
It's almost like
don't send dirty pictures.
Okay,
I was just
if
kidding.
You work you here, said. Don't send one. HR.
No,
they're fine.
No, it's almost like revenge porn.
No, it's not. I don't actually want pornography.
Are you saying like there's no consent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just like a lack of.
But that's
wait,
illegal. You can't
for
share
me
for Erica.
From me.
Oh. You're right.
So how about you slide into my DMs if you'd like to date Slacker? I will vet you and get you his info to send the photos.
With the message, yeah, not perfect. Not a picture.
Okay, now that we've spent that much time about me, can we now talk about you getting married?
And what a turn that took.
Yeah,
okay, so the wedding is next summer. Obviously, I'm going to have bridesmaids. I'm already working on like helping them pick out dresses, all that.
It's weird that you
haven't
asked me yet.
Yeah, no, cool. I haven't helped. Did I miss that message?
Yeah.
Shoot, with Aaron, it does actually feel offensive.
Oh, no.
With you, you're a boy.
Yeah, but it's the new era. Like, you could do whatever.
Yeah.
I'll have flower coworkers. You guys can go down the
no,
aisle.
No, you have too many cute nieces and nephews.
I know.
Can't take any jobs from them.
Well, maybe Slacker and I, we could warm up the audience a little.
Absolutely
before the ceremony.
Not.
Yes.
That, you know, they do that at big
like
shows.
You guys
like when they tape a
tell knock
sitcom.
Knock jokes.
Yeah.
Remember how good it went at live?
But we weren't
five
prepared.
With the dad jokes.
Oh, those were great.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
So my mom and my mother-in-law have both, or future mother-in-law have both been like, so what do we wear? And I just like didn't know this was my decision to make.
Do you want them? Oh
I
my
don't
God.
Want them to match the bridesmaids. I feel like that makes them look like bridesmaids, which
I think
is
I had
weird.
My mom do that one time.
Are you comfortable sharing what color
my bridesmaids are wearing?
Yeah. Or just like the overall colors of your
not
wedding.
Yet.
Very pastels.
Okay.
Generally. So like I feel like they could wear pastels.
Yeah.
Or like a darker color of the bridesmaids.
Like Easter egg colors? Is that what
it's
we're talking about?
It's not Easter egg colors.
That's
if you had any taste,
are.
I could explain it to you, but you just aren't going to get it.
Cornflower.
Cornflower's in there.
Okay.
Cornflower blue.
Because that's the that's
and then there's
the
like kind of an orchid
color.
And then like some pinks and corals, some salmon.
It's like a almost like a sunset.
Yeah, but with some blue and purple.
There's blues and purples and sunsets.
Okay, you're right. So I don't know.
We should go back to talking about dating me.
We probably should.
Okay, no. Keep going. So the question on the table is, are you in charge of that?
Right.
Give them a color. Yeah.
Mm.
And then let them
give
free.
Them a palette.
Okay.
No, because
and
she
then a level
him,
of Well, I said
a level of
these are the bridesmaids' dresses. Maybe don't pick that.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, and then a level of formality. But I also don't want to be bossy. Like,
wait,
I'm
your
so
bridesmaids
afraid.
Aren't going to match?
No, they're going to be in all different dresses in a similar palette. Mm. Look, I've been
is
in
this
a wedding.
A new thing?
Yes. Mm. I've been in because a wedding it, like this. Yeah. It was great.
That's how all of the weddings are now. They do not have matching dresses.
Ooh, it's easier for us to sneak up, Slacker. We don't need to match. We won't look out of place.
Oh my God, could you imagine three of you at the end of
Let's
the line?
Go.
These two in gowns?
Just like, oh yeah, oh yeah, bearded up. Cause so here's the thing. Can I ask you about your bachelorette party?
Sure.
Because I saw some bachelorette parties recently.
Okay.
And they weren't doing the typical thing. They're doing something closer to what you're talking about. Like all the girls, there was three different bachelorette parties and they were all wearing the same thing. It was weird.
Uh-huh.
Like bride in a white dress.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Bridesmaids all in little black dresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very common.
And then the bridesmaids were wearing scarves in what I believe to have been their colors. So one bachelorette party, they were all wearing pink scarves. One of them was doing exactly what you're talking about. Like a
or like a bandana
a silk, like,
or something?
Yes. Not a, what do you, yeah, just something tied around their neck.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I don't even know what to say to this. Yeah.
But everyone was doing it. It's like, if you're seeing your thing with your bridesmaids' dresses is the trend, I'm telling you, I saw three different groups of them all doing that. And one of them, they were all in like the pastel colors. They all had, they each had a different color scarf. And I was like, oh.
I'm confused by, scarf is really
like
throwing
me. Like a silk piece of fabric tied
like,
around their neck. How do I?
Multiple bachelorette parties wearing little
ascots.
Mm-hmm.
That's
sure.
That's what it is. Yeah.
But it's, no, it's because an ascot is tied. Like an ascot under your smoking jacket when you're, Jesus.
I just like, don't care what it is. What?
Okay.
My
anyway, what should what color scarf should the mother
have? How do you tell your mother-in-law this is what you should wear?
I think, yeah, maybe you do a little Pinterest board of like.
Yeah, maybe I could give her a couple inspo pics. Oh my gosh, I never thought you'd have the answers to my questions, but
now,
here we are.
Send your DMs.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.